Hi guys, it's Alexis and Samantha of An Extra Dose, and we are back today with another episode for you guys, and hopefully you guys can hear us better in this episode. If you cannot, please let us know because we try to fix it. The last two were a little quiet.
Thank you for those of you guys that messaged me about it because we were testing it. We thought it sounded okay, but clearly something was wrong with our microphone.
It was just like a little low, and I don't think we did anything differently, but
maybe something got switched. Anyway, we hope it looks like it's better, so I hope it's better.
We tested it a few times before, so hopefully.
I know, and if it's broken, we're going to sound like idiots. Okay.
Anyways, and if you hear like a little dog chain, a dog collar, it's Lucy, our dog in the back, messing around. So she wants to be part of the crew. Anyways, we're back today with a few topics that we're really excited to share with you guys and some fun things in the works, so stay tuned. But today we're going to be sharing, we're going to start with a question that we probably covered a little bit before, but we want to go into a little bit more detail because we keep getting questions about it, and I think it's something that would be helpful for a lot of you guys that are wondering. So obviously we're very into fitness and living a healthy lifestyle, and we get asked a lot like what our fitness routine is, what do we eat, what's our diet, and all that stuff that kind of goes hand in hand. And I don't know how to answer this in a short thing because I'm super passionate about it, so I could talk about it for like hours on end and I could talk someone's ear off. But basically, as far as the workouts go, I think we've shared another episode, but to summarize very quickly, we do mostly weightlifting, and I mean, I'm not saying like CrossFit weightlifts, I'm just saying like we lift weights and we do a mix of cardio and weights. So that can be, I mean, we don't do more than like 15 to 20 minutes of cardio a day, and we work out 5 to 6 days a week. We always take at least one day off completely from working out. And for the weights, we usually lift weights doing a different muscle group every day we work out. So, for example, you would do legs one day. We usually do legs once or twice a week. And then we'll do, like, back, arms, shoulders, etc. And then you can break it up however you would like, but I think it's just an easy way so you're not working the same muscle group too many times in the week, and it kind of gives you like different things to do. But as far as classes go, we don't do a ton of them, but I think it's fun to do to switch up once in a while, like spinning, or if you want to do like the combination HIIT classes are really good. HIIT cardio is really good to do. I don't do it very often, but I need to do it more. But working out is great, obviously, but the eating, what you eat, is the most important thing that if you really are trying to get into shape or to look physically in shape and also to feel in shape, is what you eat. Obviously, you don't have to eat perfectly all the time. If you've heard us talk about this before, we've said this is a lifestyle for us. We've been doing this for like 6 years now, and so it's obviously part of, you know, our everyday routine. But when you first are starting out, you don't need to eliminate a bunch of things at once because it gets really hard to maintain for a long time. You want to do something that you can do for a long time. Our main tips would be, we have a bunch on our blog that I'll link in this post, but my main tips would be to stick to whole foods, meaning eat a bunch of lean proteins like chicken, fish, steak, eggs, depending on like what you eat. Like if you don't eat meat, I would still say try to eat, you know, a lot of vegetables and try to get protein from different sources, whether it's like a vegan protein powder, or if you're a pescatarian, you can do fish, you can do tofu, stuff like that. Just Google like lean proteins, and you really want to be sure that you're eating enough because that helps you build muscle and also to help you keep yourself fuller. So a lot of people don't eat enough protein. Now we've talked about this before, but make sure you're eating enough protein. And then obviously vegetables and fruit are really important to eat. Also your healthy fats, so stuff like avocado, olive oil, nuts, eggs, salmon. I don't know what other stuff has fats.
You're forgetting everything.
I know. I mean, if you Google like healthy fats, you can see a bunch of stuff on Pinterest. They have tons of diagrams and stuff. But make sure you get eating something from each category, whether it's protein, carbs, and fats. You can read. I mean, I could talk all day about this, but basically, the bottom line is you want to eat whole foods. I mean, it's okay to indulge once in a while, but if you really are trying to hit a goal, you really need to be focusing on that. And then also portions control and portion sizes. This doesn't mean you have to calculate every single thing that you're eating, but I would say definitely get a food scale or some kind of measuring cup so you know like portion sizes. So as far as that goes, that's like what our routine is. If you want to know like what we have, our cheat meals and stuff like that, I would say we don't have like a day that we like say this is a cheat day, but I would say, you know, if you're going to have wine that day, maybe like don't do a huge dessert, because it's kind of like a bank account where you need to have, you know, you think about like obviously alcohol has carbs and sugar in it. So if you're going to be going out with your friends and having a lot to drink, I would probably just try to eat lower carb that day for your meal. So like eat a lot of lean proteins like fish and stuff like that, or chicken or meat with some vegetables. And then that way, like, you're kind of allowing for all those beverages. Same goes like dessert. If you like are, you know, well, you want to have a big dessert, then, and I'm just saying, if you are trying to get in shape, like this is what you would do. You would just kind of say, okay, you're going to have like a lower carb meal and then have a lot of carbs for your dessert, carbs and sugar for your dessert. If you're not really trying to focus on health and like get to a certain level or certain goal, then obviously this wouldn't apply. But I'm just saying that's what I do if I'm trying to, you know, be a certain body percentage or whatever. If you have a certain goal in your mind, bikini ready, whatever you want to call it, then you probably need more mindful of like what you're putting in your mouth. So for us, like the cheat meals, I don't really have a set day, neither does Sam, but if I want something, I'm craving it, I'll usually have a little bit, or I'll share it with her, or I'll have my own depending on what I'm in the mood for, or I'll make a healthier version at home, which it's still not super healthy, but like I still use sugar and stuff, but I know what I'm putting in it. So it's kind of up to you how you want to go about that. But I think, and if it does work better for you to have like a day that you do cheat meals, then that's fine. I mean, whatever works for you. It's kind of like, there's no rules, whatever works best for you. And if you need to add to that as far as like diet and working out.
Yeah, I obviously agree with everything Alexis said. Basically, I mean, I think you need to get in the mindset, you need to do it for yourself at the end of the day, because if you don't, you're going to give up really quickly. It's only going to be very temporary until you don't want to do it anymore. And I think I sound like a broken record, but I feel like every time I talk about it, I think you need to think in terms of lifestyle, not like, let me shed 10 pounds for like a wedding or for summer. Or, I mean, I think it's a great goal to have to get you jump started, but I don't think you think it should think in the mindset like, I need to lose 10 pounds for X event or X, you know, season, because it's going to be really hard to keep it up. I think it's a good way to start, but I think you need to think like it's not something you want to do really quickly and just like see the fastest results, because, you know, with anything, if you rush into it, you're going to give up a lot quicker in the long run.
Or like you'll get through the month or whatever and then you'll just go back to where you were or even worse. So you really want to make sure it's something you can attain for a long time. And obviously you're going to have your ups and downs when you're doing a better job or you're more consistent, but overall it should be something that you can do for a long period of time. And foods that you actually enjoy, workouts that you actually can see yourself doing for a long time. And also, like, I will say that it's really important to take a rest day. I've gone through phases, and so is Sam, where I don't take days off, and your body really feels it. Whether you feel okay or not, your body needs a day off. Like, eventually it will catch up to you. You're going to mess up your body, you mess up your metabolism. Your body needs that rest, whether you want to. I mean, obviously, I like to go to the gym. It's my stress reliever, but it's not a reason to not take a day off. We've learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. So those are our tips. Obviously, if you have anything more specific, you can always DM us or send us an email. But like I said, we're not experts on this. We don't claim to be. But if you have anything that you want specifically answered of like what works for us, we're happy to answer it. But that's just like a good overview. Speaking of health and mental health and all that, if you guys follow us on Instagram, you saw that we were in Seaside this past weekend. And that's why we're a little delayed on our podcast. But
I think we have a different excuse.
I know, but really, but we're so excited to talk about it because we had such an incredible weekend with the Ancient Nutrition team. And if you guys aren't familiar with Ancient Nutrition, they are a wellness and supplement company, and they make a bunch of products, but one of our favorites are the collagen and the bone broth protein powders. And we've gotten asked a lot like what powders we use, and when we do use protein powder, we use this one because it doesn't have whey in it, and it's really good for your gut, and it's really good for just your whole body. And we'll go into some of the specifics in a little bit, and I'll do the best I can to explain what the benefits are. I don't claim to be an expert on it, but we can link to the article that talks all about it in detail. But basically, we were in Seaside with some other influencers and bloggers that post a lot of wellness stuff or just in different categories on social media. And it was such a fun weekend. You know, we've you know, it's hard, you know, we'd never been to a retreat before and we didn't really know what to expect, but we both had such an incredible time and really learned so much about ourselves and just about wellness and health. And we'd never been to Seaside before, and let me just say, if you guys haven't been, it's the cutest little town. We've heard it gets pretty crowded at this time of year, but when we went, it was not, and it was so cute. We had perfect weather. The beaches were amazing. The people, the little town was just so cute. You just felt like you're like in a little movie. I don't know. I just loved it.
Well, and like where we went, we'll go into the trip a little bit too, but where we went for, if you saw, we went paddleboarding and different things. It's like that area we were in was like really cute because they had like a, was it a lake? What was it? They had a lake and this whole area that you could ride your bike or run on. And so it was like, it didn't really feel like you were like on a beach spot. It felt like you were like somewhere else in nature. So I liked that you
like
got
we
both.
Felt like, I felt like it was in Colorado and we were like doing the kayaking. Yeah, yeah. I mean the paddle boarding.
You almost kind of feel like you're like in a Nicholas Sparks book.
Yeah, it was like unreal. And we were all staying, there were about 20 or 30 of us influencers, and we were all staying in little houses around the area. And just everyone we met was just so sweet and so genuine, and that's hard to find, I think, with just like the influencer world sometimes. And we're just so grateful that we got to go on this trip. But we spent the weekend kind of learning about different wellness topics, and we got to eat at some really amazing spots, so we can't wait to go back and explore more. But we wanted to kind of talk about what we learned and some of their products that we love and we haven't really had a chance to highlight as much. But we kind of knew a little bit about their company and bone broth and all that, but we learned a little bit more in detail. And like I said, I'm not an expert on this, so I'm going to be kind of be reading from their website, but they also have, I'm going to link to that, to the website and the blog post, I mean, and the article that talks about all this stuff. But one of the main things that we learned about was collagen, or is collagen. And if you guys don't really know what it is, it's very important for your body. And I mean, obviously we had heard about collagen before, like, you know, skin elasticity and all that. Like, I think everyone kind of knows about that. But it's something that's really important. And I think a lot of us, you know, we keep talking about protein and how important protein is for your body, but collagen is also really important. And I didn't even know this, that there's so many different types of collagen, and some that, you know, we consume a lot and some that we don't, and we don't get a lot in our diet. But it's one of the most abundant proteins in our bodies, which I didn't even know. I don't know what I thought it was, but so basically
I think it's just like a keyword that everyone hears. Yeah, kind of like gluten. No one really knows what everyone knows is like good. Well, not gluten, but like something like protein everyone hears and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I need it.
So, and I feel like it's becoming more in the media recently. Like everyone uses, people are saying to have collagen drinks and collagen powders, skincare. No, but I mean like there's all these packets coming out now and like all the powders.
Yeah, but I feel like the word is like people put in skincare, they put in drinks.
But, so I said, it's the most abundant protein in our bodies, and sorry if I sound robotic, but I want to make sure I'm saying this stuff right. So, it's what gives your skin strength and elasticity, and also replaces dead skin cells. So, it also helps your joints and tendons, so it's the glue that helps hold the body together. So, of course, that's, like, really important. And I think when we were there, Josh talked about just how important it is for your body and how a lot of NFL players get injured, and they're eating enough protein or eating a lot of protein in their diet, but they're not getting enough collagen. And that's why they have a lot of torn ACLs and stuff like that. And he gave the example of Tom Brady and how he's always like, he never gets hurt and he's in really great shape.
And if you think about it, like they said, so many athletes, I forget what he was saying, they get injured, like they consume so much protein, like their muscle mass is so large. But he's like, if you realize they'll tear, what is it?
Joints.
I don't know what he said. Clearly, like, I'm getting a little confused.
We're not doctors.
But they tear something, and he was saying that's, like, the missing puzzle piece. Like, Tom Brady, he's playing just as hard, and what, like, because he, you guys have seen, he has, like, his own diet book. He has, like, he takes really good care of his health, and he apparently drinks, like, he does, or drink, he consumes a lot of collagen.
So, basically, obviously, as you age, that's why we hear it so much in the media, you lose, your collagen production slows down, and so obviously you get wrinkles and sagging skin and obviously joint pain and stuff like that, and that's because your collagen production is slowing down. But he was saying that you need really every person needs to be consuming collagen on a daily basis, and none of us are really consuming it at all. That's why all these collagen powders are coming out, but you have to really be aware of like what kind of collagen you're buying, because he was saying a lot of them don't have ones that you can absorb the right way. So you really have to be aware of what you're purchasing, like, because there's so many out there. But one of the main things that he was talking about that obviously we've also heard in the media is bone broth, and that has a lot of vital protein and collagen in it. So obviously I think all of us have kind of heard about bone broth. It's been in the media so much, but that's another thing. There's also like ones you can buy in the store, like it's not the same as chicken broth, it's different. Because it has the collagen in it.
Yeah, it's not, it's not like the one that you go buy chicken stock in the grocery store. Yeah. It's like its own.
You can make it yourself. They also have some brands, I don't remember the brands that make them, but there's some that are frozen. I mean, they're pretty expensive, but the main thing is you can make it yourself, or, I mean, you can buy it, but it's different. But collagen, obviously, is really important. And if you have, he also gave an example of his sister. I mean, if you're a girl or if you're a guy, there's a lot of people that have weak nails and hair, and even just the time that we've been taking it, I can see a difference. Like, when I don't do it, my nails get a lot thinner and weaker, and same with my hair. So if you're really consistent with it, your nails and your hair will be a lot better, because it really helps all that. It helps your skin and hair, your nails and your teeth, your metabolism, and it helps leaky gut. That's another thing that Sam and I are dealing with right now is leaky gut, and it's the bone broth and the collagen is extremely important for helping with that. So obviously, I mean, when I'm hearing all this stuff, I'm like, yeah, I was already doing it before, but now I'm trying to up it even more. I mean, obviously, you don't have too much, but I want to have more than I was previously doing. And there's also, there's a lot of sources and ways you can get collagen. And like I said, I'm going to link the article, but there's all different types. And there's 1, 2, 5, or 1, 2, 3.
There's 1 through 5.
Okay, 1 through 5. And some of them are more prevalent in different types of foods and ways to get them. But they actually have, Ancient Nutrition makes several collagen types, and they also have the bone broth protein powder. All of them have collagen, obviously, in them, and we really love the bone broth protein powders. They come in a ton of flavors. They also have a new keto line that has the MCTs in it, which, if you guys don't know what that is, it's the medium chain triglycerides. Is that what it's called? Sorry, I'm not a health nutritionist or whatever, but I know a little bit about it. But basically, those are very important to get in your diet, so they have those new lines, and we tried the chocolate one while we were on our trip, and I liked it a lot. I will say these are a little harder. They don't blend as well, but, well, they do blend, but, like,
they're not, if you're used to a whey protein, they're a little bit more, like, can you bake with it? They're, like, a little bit more, like, mushy, I'd say. It's from the collagen. And obviously, if you compare the nutrition, but, like, you're getting way more benefit from the bone broth than you are from a whey. I mean, if you're only focused on the taste, I mean, I guess you can stick with the whey, but I'm like, when I want things to have multi-purpose and I want to get benefit out of something, so at least it's like you hear whey, you're like, oh, protein, like, it's good, but I'd rather drink something that's like I'm getting a lot of benefit from.
Yeah.
Like the bone broth.
And if you guys are wondering like what you can do with the powder, you can obviously mix it with water and other stuff like that, but you can also put it in your smoothies. You can put it in your, like, you can replace it in, like, baking stuff. You can put it, you can also take it before and after your workouts. I mean, whatever. We sip on it. We can make smoothies and times. You put it in our pancakes. There's a lot of stuff you can do with it. You can put it in your coffee. You can put it in your lattes. I mean, there's so much you can do. When we walked in the house, they had it all super cutely set up for all of us. They had a bunch of different sponsored treats, like Simple Mills and Siete. I'm probably saying it totally wrong. The grain-free
siete,
whatever.
Siete. Someone made fun of the way I said guacamole. And I'm like, I swear, my mom's from South America. Like, I know how to say it the right way. But I just said guac. And so someone was laughing at me. But I'm like, I swear I know how to say it the right way.
But you can, they're grain-free tortillas. And you can, I mean, you can buy all these at Whole Foods or Sprouts or one of those places. But they had different recipes, like how to make, like, a matcha latte, a turmeric latte. They had like a coffee press for us with a bunch of like really good coffee. They had a fridge stocked with like the perfect bars and these sparkling waters. I mean, they were super prepared. It was like exactly how I'd like to eat. Then they had, I mean, I could go on and on, but they had all of us, they had all these meals for us that were like prepared by a chef and like super healthy. Like how, I mean, the spreads were like amazing. I literally could just eat it like every day. But back to, so basically, the collagen, we highly recommend it. We love their products. If you're trying to find one, you don't know which brand to get, we would really recommend the Ancient Nutrition brand, and I'll link everything in the blog post. But our favorite flavors of the bone broth would probably be the chocolate, the mocha is pretty good.
The banana is good.
Yeah, if you like banana.
Banana have a super strong flavor. Just because they're like a healthier, like, I mean, when you think of all the ones that, if you think of a protein powder that you probably really like the flavor, I mean, chances are I've had a few that I like, and I can guarantee when I read the ingredient list, it has like a ton of crap in it, but I like the way it tastes. So I'm kind of like the person, like, if I really like it, I'll eat it. But if you want something that has really good nutrition, I would focus more on these. And actually, I know some of you guys might be, like, some of you guys that really focused on the ingredients. When we were there, someone had asked him, I don't want to pronounce his last name. I don't know if it's Ox or Axe, but
I think it's Ox.
It's Dr. Josh Ox, A-X-E. And so he's one of the founders of Ancient Nutrition. And so, I mean, his website's really amazing for any kind of, if you search anything, usually that's the first thing that comes up in Google. Like any kind of ailment or something like that. But anyway, someone had asked him about the protein powder. There was xanthan gum and something else in there. And he was saying there's such a minute amount in there because he's focused on the, like, obviously health and wellness. And sometimes that affects people's stomachs. But he said it's only a very, very trace amount in there to help with smoothness. Like smoothness, if you've had a vegan protein powder, like pea protein, you can realize it's like very chalky. So he said they put a little bit in there so it doesn't taste like that, but it's not like the other protein brands that are like a lot cheaper that just put a lot of fillers and stuff in there, and they have a lot and that can upset your stomach. But I like these because I don't get bloated from them because they don't have dairy in them, and they don't have like lactose in them, and they just taste better. I mean, for shakes that they mix fine, but like I said, if you bake with them, they are going to be a little bit like more mushy, like it takes longer to bake, but I still like them a lot better. The flavors are not like I said, overly strong, but they still taste like the banana. You can definitely taste it still. And then another thing I don't know if Alexis mentioned was I've tried a bunch of collagen powders, and I like everything I've posted. I wouldn't post if I didn't like it. I do believe they're all good companies. But the one thing I liked that I learned this weekend that I liked about the one that they, one of the ones they have, is that they have one that has types 1 through 5. And so certain types you get through like eating chicken or like other things. And most collagen, even like the really good brands that use high top notch ingredients, they'll only use type 1 and 3. Like even the one I'm using right now I really like, but it only has types 1 and 3. So I'd rather get all 5 sources if I'm gonna use the powder. So
yeah,
I recommend, we'll link it in that one, I recommend getting that one just so like you're maximizing your benefits of.
And it's just like, obviously I liked their products before we went, but meeting the team and meeting him and his wife Chelsea, it just really, and like how passionate they are about their products and health and wellness and natural stuff, is just, it makes me love their products even more.
And like, well, I wanted to go into the weekend a little bit, just yeah, because I don't know if we're gonna have time to write a blog post, but in case we don't, about the whole weekend, I wanted to share it with you guys because we shared a bunch of stories, but I wanted to share a little bit more of like what we did on the weekend. And then I also wanted to talk about like a big takeaway that we learned. I mean, stuff I already knew, but stuff I needed to hear again. Anyway, so we got there on Thursday, we flew in, and we were like, Alex and I were fortunate because our flight from Dallas was very quick. We just had a nonstop flight to Panama City, and everyone else like had to connect and get up like at 3 a.m. So it was very easy for us, and which is why I said we'll definitely be back to Seaside, because it was a very quick and easy flight for us on Southwest. So we got there, and then we went to the house, and like Alex said, we were divided into about 4 of us in each house, and so we stayed in a really cute house, and then we went to dinner at the Pearl, which I'm sure you guys have seen that on Instagram. It's a really cute hotel, and we ate dinner there. The scenery is super cute. The food was really good, and I loved during the whole weekend. Like, you guys know I post my food all the time in my stories because you like seeing it. And so what I loved about this weekend was that everyone was very health conscious. So I didn't have to go around changing half the menu or acting like the weirdo, like deleting stuff off the menu or like telling the waiter I wanted half the stuff removed. I mean, I did a little bit because I think I've talked about before, I'm on a certain kind of diet for my for the candida and bacteria overgrowth I have that I've talked about a little bit before. So I'm on a certain specific diet for that. But other than that, I mean, it was so easy and fun because everyone's like-minded. So there were about like 20 or 30 of us, I think, but everyone was so sweet, like Alexa said. And some of them I'd already like known through social media, and some of them I like either forgot, you know, with social media, I like, didn't know them by name. So I kind of forgot I knew them or followed them, or some people I just like never met. And so it was so fun. Everyone was so genuine and had like the common interest of like overall health and wellness. And there were some people that did fashion, some people that did just overall wellness or just covered food or stuff like that. So it was so fun. We did that Thursday, and everyone was really tired. And then Friday we like got up and went to the staff house, which it was some of the social team that works for Ancient Nutrition, which they were all so sweet, and you can tell they really love their job. And we went to their house and we made a bunch of smoothie bowls or smoothies in the morning, and we obviously used all the Ancient Nutrition products. And then we had, there was like fruit and I'm trying to think what else. We had the, who makes the sparkling drinks? Oh my God, I'm forgetting the name. I'm blanking on the name. But, oh God, I know it's at the tip of my tongue and I can't remember.
Something with an S.
Anyway, they make, I put them in my stories when I was there, but they make really good sparkling water that are infused with fruit juice. So they have a stronger flavor than like something like LaCroix. But they're all like really healthy still, like very low sugar. And so they had that. They had a bunch of other stuff. So we made some smoothies. And then we walked over to the beach, which is so nice because you can walk everywhere to the beach. And we had a workout with Chelsea. And she did, it was like a kind of like a little HIIT workout. Not little. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
We did that on the beach. And everyone was like relaxing on the gorgeous sand that they had there. And we were like all busting our ass working out. Like it was a really good workout. Considering I like to work out and I like consider myself fit. But it was so hard. She's a beast. It was so hard because it was hot. And we were in the sand, and the sand makes it, like, 100 times harder. But anyway, we did that. It was probably, like, an hour workout. And then we walked back, and, Alex and I had to go. We walked back and showered to our house because we had some pictures, some campaigns we had to shoot. So we had to work and do stuff while we were there. So we were shooting some campaigns, and then we went back to lunch at the staff house. And they had, it was really cool, they hired a personal chef to cook for us. And we had, like, the most amazing spread of vegetables and salad and this stuffed chicken with vegetables, and it was all so amazing and healthy, and like everything was amazing. And then I loved it because everyone ate as much as I did, or some
no,
people.
We
so
ate
I mean,
the most.
I still
I'm
ate
sorry.
A lot, but usually I'm like the only one eating. Is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I still ate a lot more than other people, but usually I'm like the only one eating that much. And then I'm trying to think, what did we do after that? Then
we took pictures.
Oh yeah, we did the pictures after, and then.
And then we went to their house.
Oh, yeah. Then we went to Josh and Chelsea's house. And
which was stunning.
So beautiful. I mean, I was like, I wanted to move in. It looked like we were, like, in Restoration Hardware. But they were, like, in this gorgeous location. They're, like, right by where the paddleboarding is and everything. And it was so pretty. And just, yeah, I was obsessed with their house. And I think everyone else was. But that's when we went to their house and we learned. He did a whole sit down with us about Chinese medicine, which
I'm
like super into. I'm going to a functional doctor or someone who practices functional medicine right now for all my gut issues. And I highly recommend it if you haven't been. I mean, my dad's a physician. And I will say, like, okay, I love doctors. But I think for certain conditions, they're very quick to prescribe, like, medications instead of, like, figuring out what's wrong with you. So I highly recommend going to one if you're having, like, any kind of health issue just to see, like, maybe what else is causing it. And so, anyway, he was talking all about Chinese medicine, and it was just super interesting about, I don't know.
That everyone has a different element.
Yeah, that
you
was
need to
really
take a quiz online and figure out what element you are. It's kind of interesting. It kind of describes personality.
Well, that reminds me. I wanted to do that.
I looked mine up. Oh. I'm like wood and water or something. I'm a combination of both, which I thought
someone told me
I was fire,
but I
don't think that's right.
But when
you describe
the characteristics, I'm like, no, that's not me. Anyway, so it's really interesting. If you look up, what do you look up?
It's the Chinese medicine element test.
Yeah, look it up. It's really interesting because it describes, like, even to, like, what you should be eating, it describes, like, how you deal with things. Like, you need, the whole thing is you want to be balanced. And it's, like, you get the bad traits if you're not balanced. And, like, if you have a thyroid issue, it's, like, your, what is it? Your
yin and yang
is off. And
you're, like,
I don't know.
Are you yang or yin deficient? I don't know what
some,
it is.
One of those. And it's just really interesting. It's another way of looking at things. And I just think it's so interesting. They really believe in using herbs and stuff, too, to treat things. And I know it sounds like if you're not used to hearing that, you're like, what is that? But it really, I mean, I'm doing it now and it works. And it's if you're really not into taking a bunch of prescription pills, I mean, sometimes it's necessary, but I think everything happens for a reason, and I think that you get these illnesses from something within it. It's not, you don't just pop up one day and have, like, acid reflux is what my point is. So it's really interesting to hear about that and learn about it because I could listen to it for hours. And then we had some cocktail hour, and, like, all the cocktails were, like, healthy. Like,
yeah.
Really clean ingredients, like,
natural
ingredients.
With the oils.
With oil, like, infused with oils and, like, just all, like, in fruit and just, like, really clean ingredients, which is really cool. And then after that, we went to dinner at Q Cuvee. And they had, like, the most amazing roasted chicken.
I had roasted chicken 3 days in a row.
I know. So. Well, I know. I wanted some of the other stuff, but I couldn't have it. But anyway, all of it sounds so good. All the meals were, like, amazing. And they had, like, the best dessert. All the restaurants had such a good dessert.
Flourless chocolate cake.
So we did that. And then the next day, on Saturday, we got up and had... What did we do that day?
They had Simple Mills.
Oh, yeah. They had Simple Mills, which they make really good baking mixes and, like, cookies and stuff.
Grain-free
stuff. So we went to breakfast at the staff house again. And then we went to paddleboarding, which... Oh, my God. That was, like, a really good workout. I wasn't expecting it. I've done paddleboarding two times. The first time I did it, Sorry if you guys keep hearing background noise. Lucy's going nuts with her toy. She's, like, in the mood to play. But I'm just happy if she's with her toy. I'm like, go ahead. We went paddleboarding in this lake, and I thought we were... So I did it one other time. That's what I was saying. In the ocean the first time, and I got taken out... It's a funny story that I can go in later, but basically Alexis left me in the water. It's basically how I like to leave the story. We got drifted out past the boundary, and so the tide got really strong, and we kept getting taken out further and further. She was in a kayak, and I was in a paddleboard, and long story short, I got taken out really far. They had to come rescue me because Alexis left me out there to die, basically. No.
Oh, my God.
I did it one other time. I was, like, scarred. I did it one other time, like, we did it tandem, and it was fine. I was standing up. This time, I was being a little brat, and I didn't want to wash my hair. A little diva, I should say. I didn't want to wash my hair. We were there, so I was, like, on my knees the whole time. But anyway, on Saturday, we paddleboarded probably, like, for an hour out to the beach. And then I thought we were done, but no. They, like, work out so hard. We went to the – we paddled away after, and I was, like, the last one to finish, which was a little embarrassing. But I kept – the tide kept pulling me in the – I don't know if you'd – it's not tide. I don't know. Something, you know, whatever it was, the – I guess it's the tide. I don't know. Of the river.
The current.
Of the lake kept pulling me. The current kept pulling me. I sound like a dummy. The current kept pulling me. Like, it was really hard to fight it. And so I kept getting drifting away. It was really hard for me to get back. But I finally made it back to the area where we were docking. And I thought we were done. No. We got out, walked to the beach, got a little break, and then we paddled back. So it was, like, probably a total of almost 2 hours we were paddleboarding, which is a really long workout for that. A lot of cardio. But I didn't really get that sore. I thought I was going to get so sore.
I know.
But it was so by the time we got back, I was so hungry and thirsty. So we went to this really cute area called Airstream
Park.
And it's just a bunch of food trucks. And they have really healthy food trucks. They had barbecue that we had, backyard barbecue, which was so good. They have, like, ice cream.
What was that? Where are the donuts from?
Oh, Five Daughters Bakery. Oh, we had donuts in the morning, that morning. And I ate it later. We had a chocolate sea salt one. They had blueberry, but they were all grain free. I mean, they still have sugar in them, but they were, like...
They were amazing. Yeah. I literally couldn't stop eating it.
I couldn't stop eating it either. No. After I had a full barbecue, I had a donut.
We had a whole half chicken, and then I, like, polished off a huge donut. Not a huge, but it was heavy in weight. I ate at the beach, and then I literally felt like I was going to throw up. I was so full.
But it was so good and so worth it. But they had some other girls got, like, gelato and different things, and it was the cutest area. And then we went to the beach for a little bit. And then after that, we, like, got ready and we went to this, I forgot what the Mexican restaurant we went to, but it was so good. We went and had a talk with ancient nutrition on beauty and, like, different essential oils. It was collagen pertaining to beauty and how great it is for your skin. And
then they had those new collagen drinks too.
Yeah,
they're going to be debuting.
Yeah, later this year, I think. But they were really good. They have multi-collagen in them, so it has all the five.
It tasted like the lemon lime Gatorade,
but it has all the collagen in it, so it's another way to get it in. Anyway, I'm jumping around a lot, but we had Mexican food there from the restaurant, and they served them with the siete tortillas and chips with guacamole and salsa, and it was so good. But before that, they were chatting about collagen and how it pertains to your beauty, kind of what we were mentioning before, and then different essential oils and different herbs that are really good for beauty too, so, and overall health. So that was really interesting to learn about. I definitely ordered some that I didn't have already, and I'm really excited to try them out and let you guys know what I think. But yeah, and then we just had dinner, and then we left the next day. We had breakfast at the house again by the personal chef, which was, like, so good. They had steak and eggs and Simple Mills stuff and fruit and sauteed vegetables. It was so good. And then we left, but it was such an amazing weekend with the girls, and with the Ancient Nutrition team, and we were, like, so excited we got the opportunity because it was amazing, and learning all about that, it was my kind of weekend, and it just felt nice to kind of get away. I was posting a little bit less, and that kind of leads me to, before I kind of forgot, the biggest takeaway that I got from the weekend, too, was, like you guys know, we're dealing with leaky gut and some other bacteria issues, and I have a thyroid problem we go through, and I've had it for probably, like, 6 years, but I think I've talked about this in post before. We're both very type A perfectionists, and I think a lot of people that run their business are probably, like, have that personality, but you probably know we work. You can tell by how much we post. We work, like, all day, and it gets very exhausting to the point where you get very burnt out, and I know the haters will say, like, oh, like, you just, you know, you don't do anything all day, but if you work for yourself, you know you work all day, and it gets very exhausting, and it wears on you. Your mind's racing all the time, and it's, I mean, I have a lot of anxiety about that. It's always on your mind, Instagram and everything like that. It's comparison, and I'm sure you guys have probably come across bloggers I've talked about it, but it is, you know, it happens, and it's not really fun to deal with. But anyway, the biggest takeaway was that I'm dealing with all these things, and, like, I know I have a health issue, but I think a lot of it is coming from stress, and to the point where, like, I need to make some life changes, and I need to work, I need to, you know, have better work-life balance, and instead of saying it, I need to actually be about it. We both do, mm-hmm. So I'm trying mentally, like, take one day off of work. You know, when you guys work corporate jobs, when I did, I mean, I had Saturday and Sunday off, and, like, when I do this job, I don't have anything off. So it's very hard to separate that, especially when it's, like, we want to share all these things with you, and we want to keep you guys, you know, part of our life, but it's to the point where, you know, if my health's getting affected, I have to find boundaries. So anyway, Dr. Ox, I don't pronounce his name, so sorry if I'm botching it, but Josh was talking about how, you know, he built his business, and one thing he realized is you have to find ways to decompress and, you know, tune out that and just, like, find ways to relax. I don't know what word I'm looking for. What word is it when you need to, like, decompress and stuff?
Unplug?
Yeah, unplug. So you need to find ways. That's the biggest part, is that you need to unplug. So, and he said the biggest thing for him was getting over it was getting rid of the guilt that you feel if you're not working, because we both feel like that. If you're not working all the time, you feel like you feel guilty for not getting ahead. You feel like you're not doing enough. And I'm that kind of person, like, I have to be doing something all the time. So it's very hard for me to be like, okay, I don't need to work right now. Like, I need to be present and, like, do something for myself or, like, be present with my family. It's very hard. So I think that was the biggest takeaway, and, like, how all this affects your, you know, you can't get a lot done if you're like going all the time, you make bad decisions, you know, it affects your work, you know, what you're producing and just overall. So I think that's a big takeaway. You'll probably see us. I'm trying to probably be posting less or taking time off from time to time just to work on myself and find ways to unplug. Cause honestly, it's so hard. I love communicating with you guys, but, like everyone, we need breaks too. So
yeah. And it is hard because I feel guilty a lot, but I need to be better about it.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to it if you're running a business or just anything with life or anything like that. It's really hard to unplug. I think everyone's on their phone all the time trying to, like, look at social media, even if it's not you guys, like, how we post for work. But if you're just scrolling through, I think everyone compares each other. You think you're not enough compared to other people. Everything's a highlight reel at the end of the day. But I think, you know, the biggest takeaway is it's social media, for one. And for two, like, everyone needs to find ways to unplug. And for us personally, we're looking into, like, meditation and different techniques like that. Or yoga, just something that I can do, like, every day and that I need to stick with, but just ways that I need to unplug. So if you guys relate, you can definitely send us messages.
Or if you guys have tried, what's the meditation you're looking into?
What is it?
Trans,
I think it's TM meditation. It's, like, a certain course you take, I think, or TC. Sorry, I'm getting confused. Trans something.
But if you guys have tried it, I mean, it's pretty pricey, so we've heard really good things about it, but we want to know if anyone's tried it and what you thought about it, if it really made a difference in your life or not. I think it will be for us, but you might just have to bite the bullet and do it. But
I'm saying it wrong. But you guys, if you've done it, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's, like,
about.
Where you take, not the app, it's, like, where you go take a course.
For, like, 4 days.
Yeah. But that's kind of our little, we got off our soapbox on that. But we had, overall, like Sam said, we had a great weekend and we learned so much. And speaking of favorites, we're going to share our favorites, and since I have a new favorite drink that I've been sipping on, and the one that I've been sipping on that I had a few questions that I put in my story yesterday. I think I've been loving matcha recently. It's so good for you. And since we don't do a lot of coffee anymore, and that's like I have a lot of green tea in the morning, but I've been recently doing matcha powder, and I made my own matcha latte yesterday. So I had it cold because I wasn't in the mood for anything hot, but you could do it hot too. And basically what I just did is I did a little bit of the matcha powder, like a teaspoon maybe, and then I added almond milk and some stevia and unsweetened almond milk. And then I used this little milk frother that I got from Dr. Ox, or a little gift bag, but you can get one anywhere, online or on Amazon. And I use it to froth the milk. And like I said, you can do it hot. You can also add collagen or coconut oil to it, but I just did it really fast and really plain because I was just trying it out yesterday and I really liked it. So you can also do this with like turmeric or other stuff like that.
Okay, so my favorite drink, I love anything sparkling. I've talked about how I love the Zevias. Zevia sodas before, but on the trip I've had them before, but I just remembered I talked to them earlier and I couldn't remember the name, but I've been loving the Spindrift sparkling drinks, and they come in cans and they come in like lots of flavors like lemon.
Spindrift, that's the name.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Oh. Hello. They come in strawberry, raspberry something, raspberry lime or no, something like that. Lemon, grape, a bunch of other flavors, watermelon. They're all really good. And like I said, they have a fruit juice in them, just a little bit, so this flavor is stronger. So if you want something that's a little bit stronger and you like the feeling of sparkling stuff, I highly recommend them. They're really good, too, to mix with alcohol if you are doing that as a mixer or just on their own. It's really good if you're craving something sweet, too, and you want something, like, different than just water. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Once again, we appreciate all your support. And if you could rate and review us if you enjoy listening, that'd be really much appreciated. And yes, thank you for keeping up with us with the low volume and us falling off a schedule. We're really trying to get on a more regular schedule just with all the travel. It's been very crazy, but we're glad to be back. And we hope to be back sooner next week. I know we say that every week, but thank you guys so much for listening and have a great one. Bye.